The crew is international. The ship is international. Actually, the ship belongs has a Dutch flag, but is the crew is international and it goes all around the world. And yeah, what usually happens when the ship arrives at a country, like for example here in Greece, under the campaign of the Greek office, some of the Greek volunteers and employees of the office are coming on board and then joining the crew, and all together we're having this ship tour here and all these activities.
So they don't necessarily go on from here around the world with Greenpeace, they get off and another
it's a Greenpeace,
crew takes over.
It's a Greenpeace crew, but it's an international crew, and they change every, I mean, as all seamen, they change, they have 3-month contracts or that, but they're a Greenpeace crew.
So would you say that most of the crew came from Europe or?
No, it's an international crew. We've got people from all over the world, from Latin America, from East Asia, from Europe. Yeah.
So how do they apply? They apply online?
I don't know, to be honest. There is a ships unit in the in Greenpeace headquarters in Amsterdam, and they're taking care of the procedure. What I can tell you is most of these people are working for years for Greenpeace. So I would say it's a pool of seamen, okay, either simple deckhands or officers like mates and captains, and most of them are working for years with Greenpeace and they man the ships.
And where does your revenue come from for the ship? Does it come from the charity itself, or is there a way of regenerating money to run the ship? Well, it must be an expensive item. I mean, I can see that you've got everything you need.
It is. But, you know, the ships are part of the Greenpeace heritage and history. I mean, Greenpeace actually started as when a bunch of hippies borrowed an old ship. It was a boat, actually. I wouldn't call it a ship. And they tried to stop nuclear testing back in 1971. So it's part of our heritage. The cost of the ship is covered by Greenpeace International, and as all Greenpeace revenues are coming from simple people, we cannot, from physical persons, we cannot take money from corporations or governments.
What are you doing in Greece? Can we ask you?
Of course. This is a European ship tour. United for Climate, obviously, the stakes are high now for the climate, and we try to highlight the need for immediate action if we are to save ourselves from this climate crisis. We know what the science says, we need to get rid of fossil fuels over the next 25 years, otherwise we risk catastrophic climate change. So during this ship tour, the ship is in Greece, and what we're trying to do is take the ship here in Western Greece, where there are plans for hydrocarbon exploration, right, oil and natural gas. That would be a disaster. It would be a disaster for the climate, but would also be a disaster for the local economies here. And we try to raise this message to the people here, talk with them. There are already some local initiatives that are fighting against these plans. So we try to support them and carry their message elsewhere. And also we try to connect those local initiatives, because we have here in Kefalonia some, they are in Zakynthos, in Kerkyra, in Patras. So we'll try to bring them all together and at the same time make the connection with the international climate movement. So the more we are, the stronger.
So, I mean, it's very difficult when money is being put forward for oil and exploration. Money talks, doesn't it?
Well, it's a short-sighted view, if you ask me, because at the end of the day, you're going to lose more money than you're going to
earn. I totally agree. But
and this
know,
money
seems to be the thing these days, that the money is everything.
Well, if the money is everything, then that's another reason why we should stop these plans, because at the end of the day, we're going to lose money. We're going to lose money as a country overall, as we're heading into an unstoppable climate change. And we know the cost, actually. The Bank of Greece has estimated the cost more than 700 billion euros. That's twice the amount of the debt that got Greece in this crisis mess to begin with. But we're also talking about local societies losing money, because we know when you get industrial scale drillings and exploration of fossil fuels, the rest of the economy, the local economy, suffers. Tourism, real estate property, activities like fishermen, agriculture. So everybody's losing.
So it's a big lose for everyone.
It's a big lose. I would say that for every job that this activity offers, oil drilling, you get more jobs taken out of the equation.
So when do they think they're going to start drilling? Have you heard at all?
Well, most of the plants around Western Greece and South Greece, west of Crete, have a long way to go. They are still in the initial phase, and we're trying to stop them at the beginning. However, here in the Patra Gulf, the drill is imminent. I would say the first the first research, I don't know the term in English, it's the first drilling efforts that you try to identify if there are actually reserves, are expected to happen next year. So the danger here is really, really, really close. It's imminent. And what's more, I mean, most of the countries have started, the shift has started happening, quitting fossil fuels. I mean, it's a long process. It's going to take 20, 25, 30, 35 years. Hopefully not more, because we have to save the climate at the end of the day. But the process has started. Coal is going out. Oil is going out slowly. Natural gas is going out. So if you ask me, I mean, the best thing we can do right now is start to take oil and natural gas gradually off the economy, not look for more resources. And if we do that, then, well, I guess this can also help have better relations with our neighbours.
What about plastic? I mean, a lot of the people on this island are very good. We've been around doing clean-ups on all the beaches, and there's nothing but plastic everywhere. Even the small grains of plastic, which are fundamental to making plastic in the first place, have been dumped over the side of a ship and landed on the beaches here in Kefalonia. Is there anything we can do to stop this plastic being put into the sea, apart from the small efforts of getting rid of straws and plastic cups? And, you know, is there anything immediately that we can do to reduce plastic waste?
As individuals? Well, apart from being informed citizens and demanding concrete action from our local government or the central government of the country, we have to understand that plastic is a problem that concerns all. You might clean your beaches here, but plastic can be imported, so to speak, from even other countries. And we know the Mediterranean is more or less close. As individuals, I mean, reduce, reuse, recycle. That's the holy trinity, if I can say, of our fight against plastic. The best thing we can do is stop using single-use plastics. I mean, if you want to get your coffee, get a reusable cup. If you want to get your water, get a reusable bottle. Try to have a metallic straw instead of using single-use plastic straws. So that's the best thing you can do. But we really need to demand more from our local mayors and regional governors, and of course the central government. We really, really need to do more action, better systems, of course better recycling, but some things have to be designed and executed at the central level.
And going around the world, who do you think are the best recyclers out of everyone? You've been a long way around the world, obviously, with this ship. Who do you think's the best out of the recycling countries?
I'm not an expert in recycling per se. I'm an energy campaigner, to tell you the truth. So I might be wrong here, but I've yet to see a perfect system, because it's not recycling. Recycling, it's part of the solution. In fact, if we rely too much on recycling, we're going to fail.
You're still going to make the product if you're going to recycle it.
Exactly. And now, you cannot recycle everything. We know recycling, it's not a solution for all, fit for all solution. What's the term? And we know that, for example, plastic, you cannot recycle plastic more than two or three times. So it's a dead end if you just follow recycle. What we really need to do is reduce the amount of garbage, of waste we produce. And that's needs a holistic approach. We've heard of countries that are sort of eliminate waste, but some of them are not using sustainable solutions. For example, waste incineration. That's a really bad solution. I mean, the core philosophy of waste incineration is you have to produce more waste in order to burn it.
And then you pollute going to the atmosphere.
And then you pollute the atmosphere, and then it's too expensive for the citizens. So what we really need to do is take care of our planet. We need to reduce the amount of waste we produce, and we need to take care of our resources. The planet has not unlimited resources. That's the most important thing we need to remember when we talk about waste, right? And that's the most important thing we need to remember when we talk about climate. For example, energy. We're here for oil, for natural gas. These are resources that we cannot take for granted. We need to be as in the plastics, that we need to turn to sustainable solutions, the same is for energy. We need to turn to sustainable solutions if we are to save the planet.
I've been asked by Island FM over in Zakynthos. They say there's a lot of dumping going on into the sea of garbage and rubbish, and nobody seems to be listening to them. What can they do about that, apart from going to their mayor and complaining?
Again, I cannot say for certain because waste is not my field, but I remember the ship Rainbow Warrior going to Zakynthos 2 years ago and trying to change the debate into try to deal with the problem again in a moralistic way and again in trying to reduce the amount of waste we produce. We have a great tourism industry in Greece. We believe that the tourism industry in Greece can be better, and one of the ways can be better is themselves to start dealing effectively with this problem. Obviously, again, I'm saying that this certainly needs to be something that local governments take the lead in. However, we see that private initiatives often work, and at the end of the day, this is something we all need to protect. Our islands, the natural beauty of Greece.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. I know you're very busy. You've got visitors on the ship. Have you had a lot of visitors yesterday?
We had quite a few, yes. Unfortunately, we're only for 2 days here in Kefalonia, so this is our last day. We depart later at night, but we'll be going to Patra, and then we're going to Corfu. So we're lucky we'll get to see a little bit more of the beautiful Ionian islands.
And you'll and be, after that, people. Going on to where? Italy?
The ship, then the Greek people are getting
volunteers
off the ship.
Volunteers
getting off the ship. Mm-hmm. And the crew takes her to Italy, the United for Climate ship tour continues with more activities in Italy.
And finally, how can we give to your organisation? This is most important because we really appreciate you coming here. Well, and we want to be able to give something back to you as through your website or whatever. What's the best way to do that?
The best way is to become a supporter. I mean, you can call the Greek office or through our website you can find ways you can donate. This is really important for us because, again, as I said before, Greenpeace does not accept money from corporations or governments. So basically we rely to simple people. Okay, so the more simple people, I mean, not corporate entities. So the more we have, the better. And this is crucial for us because it guarantees our independence. Okay, and we need to be independent to follow what's right, not what others say we need to do.
Well, thank God that there's people like you in the world today that are fighting on behalf of everyone else.
Say thank God for the people that are supporting us. I mean, it's because of them that we're trying to do what we do.
Well, we shall certainly follow your exploits on the websites and the Facebook pages, and we wish you all the best in the coming years to come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.